Now, I'm a huge superhero fan, and I love all the movies, all the Marvel, all DC comics that have been coming out the last few years. So when I heard about a book called Shattered, about a black lesbian superhero living in 1916, I had to speak to its Australian author, Lee Winter. Let's ask her, why did you choose a black lesbian?
Well, the idea was that I wanted someone who would be believably really angry with humanity. And here's this woman who, on her world, was considered as one of their elite. She was a scientist, she's smart, she's beautiful, she's strong, she's all these things. And she lands on Earth, our Earth, in America. She ends up in America in 1916. And you can imagine how much fun that was for her. Given all the things that I thought, well, you could do that with a white person, but my goodness, could you imagine how hard it would be if you're black and you're lesbian and being female back in those times?
Oh,
It would just be so hard. And she was, by the time it's now rocked around to 2016, she's got a really believable grief against this. And that's why the main point of the book is she's a hero who refuses to hero, and she just disappears off the grid. And the whole plot is the tracker who's sent to find her and try and bring her back to civilization.
could describe for us who Lena is.
Well, Lee is just, she's had a very hard life. She grew up with just her mother, and her mother was always ill, and she hid a lot from everyone. And she just had a really hard and horrible life, and fell into being a tracker, and turned out to be extremely good at manipulating other people, like talking them into things. And so that's why she rose to the top of her field, because her job is to go and find heroes who've gone off the grid. They're called guardians, and convince them to come back. So they pick her to go and find Shattergirl, and convince her to come home. And because there's a big ceremony coming up that they really want her home for, and that's why she got chosen. And she's sort of she's a white chick. She's androgynous. She's a bit, rough around the edges. She hasn't had a very big education, like she dropped out of school and stuff. So she's the actual opposite in so many ways of Shattergirl, and yet they connect on a very different level because they both feel so much pain.
So what did you want readers to get from the book?
I really want them to look at who we are as a people. I mean, yes, we're in 2016, and yes, there's a lot of changes that have happened for, well, a lot of different minority groups, but also hasn't really changed that much. I mean, one of the other themes throughout the story is about refugees. Now, these are superheroes, yes, but they're essentially refugees. They've landed on our world. They've basically put their hand out and asked for safety. And how we treat them is an interesting question. We've forced them to be heroes, haven't we? They haven't said, do whatever you want. Hey, have a good life. Cheers. We've said, okay, now, in return, how about it? You've always got to save us. You've always got to be a hero. And it becomes a question. You hear, like, a refugee might make a suggestion about what would be better in society, and the first thing people shout at them is go back to where you came from. And that is in 2016. And you've sort of got to really look at us as a people and go, well, have we really got it so right? And I really think that Shattergirl has a really legitimate grievance with us. And what I really want people to look at is, how are we doing things in society? Is this really what we want to do? Is this really what we want to, where we want to go?
And it's sad, really. I mean, talking about the refugees and things like that. With and especially when you look back and you look at comics, I think if anyone really read them to modern day, you would see that they were ahead of their time, because you've got these so-called unnatural people, or alien, unnatural people with superpowers. That want to help society, but they're being knocked back. And then you, on the other hand, you've got the ones who are so angry, who are saying, well, they don't accept us. Why should we accept them? And why should we help them? What we should be doing is taking over the world, because we've got the power to do that. So there's that kind of battle against good and evil. And it's like, because that's what Shattergirl's going through, that she's battling so much with society and the things that she's witnessed. But she knows what's good as well.
Yeah, she thinks that she's given up on us, but the question is, has she really? And she does actually, she's able to see the good in us. She is able to spot it, but right now she's just in a really bad place. So she's skedaddled off to a place called Socotra, which is a real place called the most alien place on Earth by scientists.
Ah.
It's a part of Yemen, but it's actually in an archipelago of four islands, really, really close to Somalia. And it's the most amazing place on Earth. Like, there are endemic species there that only ever appear there and nowhere else on Earth. And bizarre trees that look like lace doilies have mated with rubber water balloons and hang off cliffs at strange angles. And it looks like something from Mars. It really does. So it's kind of a metaphor that she's gone to the most alien place on Earth because she is an alien.
Now, my final question for you, Lee, is obviously as an author, you've written this book. And I've heard some of the authors saying, you know, well, sometimes you just don't know what the end is going to be. So for you writing this book, what kind of journey did you go through?
My journey was really slowly falling in love with Shadow Girl. I mean, I just came to really love her at the end. She's so strong.
Yeah.
I mean, what she went through would have crippled people, you know, decades ago. And she hung on for 100 years before she just gave up and went, I'm out of here. Yeah. But she's just so strong. And I just fell madly in love with her. And I thought, wow, I would love to meet someone like you. I mean, you're just amazing. And so my journey was taking quite a prickly individual, I thought, at the start. And by the end, you just, like, you totally get her. And you just totally think, you're just